Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I guess we better get started. We just really got into the music there for a minute. Hello, somebody. Anyway, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is Linus, your host with the most. Hello. Anyway, tonight is the second Sunday in June, and we're going to be discussing part two of relationships. And tonight we're going to be talking about internet dating. So everybody that's got a listening ear, I know the game is on, but I need you to call in and express your experiences with internet dating. So anyway, without further ado, let me introduce my co-host, Vernice.
Good evening, everyone.
And, of course, our switchboard operator and producer, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so as usual, we're going to start off with entertainment news, and tonight we got a special on the entertainment news at the end, and I'm not going to tell you, it's going to be a surprise. Vernice is going to bring it, so we're going to discuss that, and then, of course, you know, we always do the news of the weird, so we're giving Chabonet, our switchboard operator, a break, and we're going to bring weird news tonight, and then we'll start our discussion.
What you say? Oh, Lord.
So, without further ado, our first story up is it over for Evelyn Lozada and Chad Ochocinco Johnson?
Who?
I always.
I know that.
I always thought that this relationship was fake. Lozada is riding high with basketball wives, but Ochocinco's career is on the decline. Oops.
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
Yes. Lozada is looking for steady money, and she realized that Ochocinco is looking for ways to stay relevant, make money, and take care of his kids.
Yep.
Well, Lozada wants another child, but does Ochocinco have enough money for more children?
Oh, please.
Come on. Wonder now. How many children bro got?
I don't know.
The relationship has been strained for a while. Lozada wants to go in another direction so she can make some money and continue her reality TV career. Girlfriend, please, if you don't have something going on already, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't even go there. Well, y'all, guess who's pregnant again? Lauryn Hill.
Oh, no.
Pregnant with number six, child.
Oh, she needs to stop. Okay,
and
y'all.
Who is
y'all,
the father?
Get in with me and help me tell her she needs to stop. Okay.
And who is the father, Vernice? Because he'll have five children by Rohan Marley. You know, Marley's son.
Bob Marley's son. Yeah.
She got five by him.
Oh, my
God.
So
everyone assumes that Marley was the daddy of baby number six, but recently Marley put Hill on blast.
Uh-oh.
He says she may be pregnant, but he is not the father.
Oh, see there?
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that
Ouch.
Something?
Okay.
Well, we got something with Fantasia going on over here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantasia is pregnant by her married boyfriend, Antoine Cook. What?
See?
The married dude, or was married,
yeah.
Whatever he is.
The married dude.
Hello. And sources say that Fantasia is due in December, y'all. So she's been hiding her stomach since last year. Well, she can't hide it since last year. If the baby comes in December, she got pregnant this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fantasia got caught up in a scandal with Cook. His wife took them to court, blaming Fantasia for the breakup of the marriage. Cook abandoned his wife and two kids when he started his affair with Fantasia. The drama proved to be too much for Fantasia, who overdosed on pills and had to be admitted to the hospital.
But didn't the judge put a gag order on his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she wouldn't be talking about that mess anymore.
Uh-huh,
Yeah, mm-hmm. I noticed they didn't put that in there. I just thought I'd say something about that, y'all.
Nope, that's the truth. That's the truth.
I just thought I'd say something. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, not too much.
Well, for Fantasia, it'll be your second child, but I wonder what's going to happen with this old dude with Antoine Cook.
Yeah.
He ain't said nothing about divorce. The wife will live, but I ain't heard divorce in there nowhere, which means a possibility. They might get back together,
They might.
Mm-hmm.
And they told Fantasia to leave him alone. Come on,
sure
now.
Did.
They told Fantasia to leave him alone.
Well, Jennifer Hudson is ready to tell all about her weight loss. The book comes out next January 2012, and she talks about her 80-pound weight loss. Y'all, Jennifer looks good.
She does.
She looks so good.
She looked good when she was heavy, though, because she was, excuse the pun, y'all, but the girl was fat, okay?
Yeah.
She was fat. And so it just made her fatness kind of a little bit more refined, you know. So I just wanted to throw that in there, y'all, you know.
Yes, because she grew up in a household and an environment where healthy eating was not a priority, so you can understand why, she's coming out with this book. But anyway, well, Hudson will be sharing tips for losing and maintaining weight and how exercise can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got somebody with us that knows about exercise, and that's Chabonet. You want to chill in, chime in, tune in?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's about don't let food be your friend. You know, eat right.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to starve yourself, but, you know, eat what you're supposed to eat, nutrition, greens, vegetables, fruit, and work out. You know, it just, even if it's a half an hour, you can walk during your lunch break. A girlfriend of mine, she does that. You can work out in the morning. My brother's wife does that, work out in the evening, which a lot of us do that. And if you get at least 30 to 45 minutes in at least three times a week, that's good enough. You know, I mean, even cleaning your house, you're doing aerobics. Or, people have, like Comcast, they have exercise TV, so if you can't afford a gym, you can still work out at home, buy videos, go to some of these stores like Big Five. They have all kind of weights, basically, very reasonable. I mean, it's just make
the
time.
I got a few of them myself. And if you ain't got the money to get those weights in, Chubb, you know, I have learned that, you know, your vegetable cans and your fruit cans, you know, they can be perfect weights for that.
Yes, they can.
That, momentum to get your muscles toned up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
so you don't have
to
go out and spend a whole lot of money, especially in this economy. You know, every little bit helps. And them cans do help, y'all.
Hello.
Yes, it does. Keep it real.
Yep, keep it real.
Okay, so, Bernice, what's going on with Beyonce, girl?
Oh, girl, honey, Beyonce, she is cutting up. Where am I at on Beyonce? I just seen it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Beyonce is the cover girl for the latest issue of Essence magazine, and her new CD, 4, comes out June 28th. So we got to be looking for Beyonce coming out with hers. And we got Jada Pinkett Smith coming in. She returns for a third season of Hawthorne. The show airs on TNT. Mark Anthony, who joined the show last year, has been named the show's musical producer.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. The new season kicks off June 14th and will include a wedding along with Smith and Anthony. The cast also includes Lauren Velez, Derek, Luke, and Michael Vartan.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah, and we got Whitney Houston in the house, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Whitney Houston is vowing to beat her addictions, so she has opted to stay with her life coach. Houston decided to enter rehab on a voluntary basis to deal with her issues, but she realizes she needs additional help. Houston's life coach travels with her to keep her on the straight and narrow. Houston is on board to start filming the sequel to Waiting to Exhale. Yeah, I've been waiting for that too, y'all. I mean, wasn't that supposed to come out a long time ago?
No, Waiting to Exhale has been out.
No, the sequel to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There should be working on the play about now, I think.
Mm-hmm. So this is what
okay.
I have on.
Oh, a play? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's supposed to be having something going on. Okay, Robert Redford is going ahead with plans to do a movie based on the life of baseball great Jackie Robinson. Robinson broke baseball's color barrier. Redford would play Branch Rickey, the man who made it happen. There was no word yet on who will play Robinson.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
That'll be a good, and you know what, with him as the director and producer, it'll be a good movie.
That's intriguing.
Because, yeah, Robert Redford is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
So that's all I have on entertainment news today, Linus.
Yeah. You got anything on News of the Weird, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Help shop you
I
out.
Got a few stuff on here on the weird. Lead story of the week, okay? Elizabeth Walks, 48, was arrested in Lakeland, Florida, in May on a complaint that she simulated a sex act in front of a minor. In a March incident, Walks, after receiving medication for her multiple sclerosis, was awakened at 8:30 a.m. by her 10-year-old neighbor boy's clamorous basketball game near Walks' window. After unsuccessfully beseeching the boy for quiet, Walks, hoping perhaps to make a point about noisy neighbors, began moaning out the window. While remaining out of sight, Old John. It was like that. Over and over at increased shrillness as if the thrills of orgasm. The basketball playing stopped, but the incident was not a teaching moment. The boy's father, Otto Lehman, called the police and filed for the order of protection against Walks. Oh, my gosh, that was terrible.
Lord have mercy.
Just to cut the noise down.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrong impressions. A 20-year-old Jersey City, New Jersey gym member claimed criminal sexual contact in March, accomplishing that while she was given a male club therapist permission to massage her breasts and buttocks, she had been under the impression that he is gay. When another gym member told her that the therapist has a girlfriend, she called the police.
Oh.
Yeah.
All righty then.
Okay. Quite a disease, that Lyme. Marilyn Michaels, 46, was referred the medical evaluation in May after she had spotted moaning the lobby. She was spotted roaming the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, wearing neon pink panties on top of her
suit. Oh, my God. Was she crazy?
Wait a minute. This gets good.
Okay.
With a 25 caliber Beretta visible in her jacket pocket.
Oh, excuse me.
And speaking
different,
according to Michelle's mother, Marilyn had over-medicated for her Lyme disease. A restraining order to keep away from Sarah Palin and her family was extended to May against Sean Christie, 19, of McAdoo, Pennsylvania, by a magistrate in Anchorage, Alaska. Christie's has admitted to traveling to Alaska to meet Palin, to make numerous telephone calls to her, and to once threaten to sexually assault her. According to a 2009 psychiatric evaluation ordered by the Secret Service, Christie appeared to suffer from latent onset Lyme disease.
Wow. That make you
changes.
Act crazy like that?
She's going through some changes, y'all. I keep telling you.
She sure is. Like, hello. Somebody lay hands on her.
Yes.
Somebody.
Pray for her sister.
Putting fannies in the pews. Two strategies. To hype attendance for Easter service this year, Lindenwall Baptist Church in Hamilton, Ohio, raffled off $1,000 on Easter Sunday. As a result, attendance more than doubled to 1,137, including 1,135 raffle losers. Hamilton Journal News, okay? A month earlier, Pastor John Goodman of the Houston Unity Baptist Church tried a different approach called on parishioners to cede their income tax refunds to the church, warning.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. Wait a minute. Let me finish, y'all.
calling on parishioners to cede their income tax refunds to the church and warning that anyone who failed to come to the aid of the church is a devil and could be refused communion.
Oh, my God.
Could be refused communion.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. Linus, what you got on that? I'm done with the news.
Oh, my God.
Here.
Well, let me bust in and let y'all know that it's almost halftime at the game. Dallas is 53, Miami 49. That's Dallas 53, Miami 49. Okay. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Now, y'all, I know the game is on, but come on, stay with us now because we're fixing to bring it on home. That's area code 646-727-2914 because Vernice, now you know tonight is about relationships, so Vernice is fixing to bring it on about Bishop Eddie Long.
Okay, this is what I found.
Go on with it, girlfriend. Tell it like it is.
Citing an unnamed source, y'all. Reporting that New Birth Missionary Baptist Church pastor Bishop Eddie Long is paying nearly $25 million to settle claims he had sexual relations with four young male parishioners.
I don't believe they heard you.
let me back up a little bit. Is reporting that New Birth Missionary Baptist Church pastor Bishop Eddie Long is paying nearly $25 million to settle claims he had sexual relationships with four young male parishioners who have also given an apology to the accusers. See? The source who claims to be familiar with the details of the settlement and did not wish to be identified said that Long refused to give a public apology, which ended up costing him more, according to Redding's editor and publisher, Robert Redding Jr. Okay, y'all want to hear the numbers? What began as a $2 million agreement to settle the case for each of the four men quickly rose to, are you ready for this? $5.5 million for the respective plaintiffs. The source said.
Okay, because at
only first, because Long refused to publicly admit guilt.
Okay, because at first they were all getting $2.5 million each.
Yeah.
And then $40,000 a year for 20 years. They didn't raise their ante.
The men are to divide $2.2 million equally and then receive $400,000 in payments until the money is paid over a 20-year period.
See, there you go.
The final figure comes to $22 million for the four men and $2.8 million for the plaintiff's attorneys. Okay. The church, wait a minute now, it's still getting better.
Okay.
The church had already been paying these four young men $40,000 annually before any charges were filed.
Well, see, okay, then they knew.
Yeah, they knew. Mm-hmm.
Then the church knew, so when all this stuff came public.
That's just it. They don't say how long it's been going on. See, this is what I'm
wondering. But the church had already been paying the four boys.
Yes.
So why did
they
go public?
They got greedy. They got greedy.
They
got to
play the role.
Does that sound like greed?
Yep.
Shut
up. Yes, of course.
That sounds like greed, doesn't it? Yeah. So Long did give
a paid for it.
Yes, he did. So Long did give a private apology. The source says Reading News Review has decided not to print the source's paraphrasing of the apology. Long could not be reached at the press time.
Of course not.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Got another little tidbit for y'all, too. Eddie Long's wife, Vanessa, has moved out of their home.
Woo!
Yes.
Sister, I understand.
Yes.
I understand. Go ahead. Go
Morris ahead. O'Kelly's Mo Kelly report says that Eddie Long's problems keep getting worse. And if what Mo Kelly is reporting turns out to be true about the disgraced Atlanta, it certainly wouldn't or shouldn't surprise anyone. Well-placed spies for the Mo Kelly report and longtime members of the New Birth are alleged that Vanessa Long, the first lady of New Birth, has moved out of the house, in fact, taking one of the children with her due to the scandal. These are well-placed and trustworthy sources, y'all.
Mo Kelly has already reached out to New Birth to see if it has any official response or counter-narrative. Don't hold your breath if you expect New Birth to tell the truth and acknowledge any family disarray. Nonetheless, New Birth has been offered equal space here in the Mo Kelly Report, as Mo Kelly always does. One is always welcome to tell his or her side. You just have to be willing to step up to the plate.
Well, listen, you know Bernice left. Bernice, I mean.
Vanessa.
No, but I'm saying Bernice left too. Bernice King, Martin Luther King and Coretta's dog.
Oh, yeah,
she was a minister there at that church also.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
now,
I heard about
she
that.
She left. Now, the reason they're giving is to continue her work and her parents' legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can believe that.
Yeah.
But I think Stuffton got a little stanky over there at the church,
uh-huh.
and she don't want to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't blame her.
Yeah, because she's representing.
Well, yeah.
She sure is.
She can't afford to have that kind of scandal in what she's representing. Because it's been clean up to this point, so she wants this. I can understand that.
I can, too.
I can understand
I don't blame Bernice.
I don't blame her.
Got another little tidbit. This is last my little tidbit.
Okay.
Okay. Eddie Long gets support from Creflo Dollar, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Creflo Dollar.
Hell, he was being investigated one while.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know about that one. I didn't know about that either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fresh off the settlement of a sexual misconduct scandal, Bishop Eddie Long appears to have gained an endorsement of sorts from a fellow well-known megachurch pastor, says that Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Pastor Creflo Dollar of World Changers Church International in College Park gave a lengthy sermon Sunday about the redemption and forgiveness. Then he spent several minutes talking about a fellow unnamed pastor who had a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
In a now deleted video of the sermon pastor on YouTube, viewed more than 34,000 times and also on the church's website, Dollar appears to tell members of Long's New Birth Missionary Baptist Church to return to the Lithonian Church. He doesn't identify Long or New Birth by name. He says the preacher in question is his friend and a brother in the Lord. Well, aren't we all brothers and sisters in the Lord?
Yeah,
That's what I thought.
But you know what? The difference that I see,
mm-hmm.
ministers and bishops, you're leading God's flock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So answer that one for me.
Yeah.
You're leading God's flock for me to act right and be the best person that I can be,
mm-hmm.
and show my faith in God. But I'm looking at you, and what are you doing?
Well, you know what? What I'm thinking, too, you know, a lot of people have done a lot of wrong in their past. And what does the Bible say? For people to learn from their mistakes. So maybe he's put these contradictions in their lives for them to learn in order to tell the congregation.
But you know what, too, Vernice? Let me tell you something. If we walk by faith and not by sight and you believe in God, tell the truth.
Yes, that's true.
God's going to see you through.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you have to go through a little hurt or people talking about you, whatever, y'all, it's another fight going on. Another fight going on.
Yeah.
Miami, ain't that a shame? They got the fight. They started this. I'm sorry, y'all. I just got to break into the show. But it's Miami starting to fight with Dallas. They can't even play good basketball. They got the fight
to win. It's halftime. I think it was just a highlight. It's halftime.
Is it halftime? Okay.
We're highlighting that fight.
Okay.
Oh,
I think.
Okay, because I was getting ready to talk about y'all so bad.
Okay, I got a little bit left on Creflo Dollar. In
Go
the
ahead.
Sermon, Dollar said, I don't know what it is with the church. When you have a wreck, you expect for God to forgive you and everyone else. Don't let the preacher have a wreck now. Then you become self-righteous and you become judgmental, and you're going to leave the preacher for his wreck when you done had more wrecks. That preacher's still anointed to do what he is called to do. He just had a wreck. The blood will take care of his issue, just like it will take care of yours. And this is all I have on Creflo Dollar's support for Eddie Long.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay.
Go ahead.
Because I don't believe in religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, y'all, listening audience. I believe that there's a God, a Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, but I don't believe in religion. Because no religion is better than the other. We are all as one. That's what I look at. There is no separation. We are all as one.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, yes, we need to forgive Bishop Long. I grant you that. But Bishop Long ain't right in himself. Because you know what? If you walk by faith and you believe in God, tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake.
Right.
I shouldn't have been messing with them boys or whatever. Just go on and tell her. What are you worried about? But see, Bishop Long can't do that because he's in a $400,000 salary a year.
Well,
you know what? It's about the money. It ain't about religion. Because I don't care who you are. If you believe in God and you walk by faith, tell it. Even if it hurts somebody or you hurt yourself, whatever, God
true.
Is going to see you through that it's
yes.
going to work out.
Yes.
Very
I do
true.
Believe that
that's
everything
true.
Happens for the good. I don't care what it is.
Well,
everything
my
happens-
thing is, Linus, if he had this going already before this blew up, why didn't he say something then about it? I understand.
Yeah,
he was
if
playing.
They were already paying.
Yes, he was
thank
already
you.
Paying. He could have cleared himself right then and there. So when it comes out, it's going to be on the people who came out again, so it won't be on him. So, oh, he was just trying to hide, and that's what it seems like now.
But, just
but
going
if he had to clean up before this came about, when they came, they said, oh, they're just greedy. See,
hey,
it wouldn't have been him.
But you know what? They were already paying. So what does that tell
that's
you?
That's what I'm saying. That sounds like greed.
Instead of paying them,
mm-hmm.
just step up in front of the church. Look, I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I yielded to my weak side,
mm-hmm.
and I was involved with young men, and I'm asking the church to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have had to pay out a dime.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you come forward, God is going to help you. Yeah, you got to go through a little bit, but God will help you. But instead of him facing God,
mm-hmm.
he faced man and said, well, let's just pay him off. Let's just give him some money every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
question, let's play
right
devil's
here.
Advocate. Let's play devil's advocate.
Okay.
If he is facing God, why does he have to face the church? They're not
exactly.
God.
That's my point.
So why not? But my point is, he's in the wrong, and he will be judged by
yeah.
God. And
yeah.
if these young men filed a lawsuit, then he needs to pay. From there, step down and remove yourself and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to explain himself to anybody except God, and God already knows what
that's
he's doing.
True.
Well, I'm
yeah.
playing the devil's advocate.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not excusing him, and he will be, that man will be crucified, what he did to those children. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, he really doesn't have to explain himself except to God or whoever
mm-hmm.
his higher power is.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing
mm-hmm.
devil's advocate.
No, that's true.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
No. But, yeah, I agree
yeah.
with that.
But my thing is, when you've been wrong, because we had to do this once.
Mm-hmm.
We had to
oh,
stand
yeah.
up, a group of us women,
mm-hmm.
before the church, which I think it was wrong, but the church we were in, we had to ask for forgiveness because I had a shower
mm-hmm.
for one of the ladies that was getting married,
mm-hmm.
and I served wine punch.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular church where I was attending,
mm-hmm.
that was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Wine
oh,
punches was 7-Up. Nobody got drunk. Not even anybody got high. It was the young women's Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
Young women's Sunday school, you know, and so I gave this young lady a shower for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we had to get up, stand up before the church and ask for forgiveness for what we had did. Every one of us had to stand up. And I just thought that was wrong. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has already
mm-hmm.
forgiven us, but we didn't do anything that bad.
Well, Jesus didn't do anything either when he passed around the wine.
Hello.
When Jesus made the wine
I
for the wedding,
too,
you know, I mean, like, they didn't hold that against him. He's just holding up what the tradition was. Excuse me.
I said that too.
You know, y'all, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixing to get into something I don't know a whole lot about, so I'm going to shut my
honey,
mouth.
Don't let me get into religion.
I'm
going
to shut my mouth, y'all.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
okay.
to somebody.
Makes you think.
Okay, well, we are through with entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
Bernice has brought us to the
news of
point
the
of
and...
relationship.
Yes.
So, what we're talking about tonight, and granted, it's halftime in the game, so y'all can call in, 646-727-2914. Y'all better call in. I want to hear no excuses about, oh, we missed it, we were going to call. No, you can call in. It's halftime right now. We're going to talk about internet dating. And I want to say that there's, let me just list some. There's Match.com, Black Planet, Facebook Dating, eHarmony, Chemistry.com, SeniorPeopleMeet.com, and International, which is Zeus, Z-O-O-S-K.com.
Mm-hmm.
So Let's start from there. Why do people use online dating sites have revolutionized over the years, and online singles dating has now become a popular dating choice for intelligent, professional single men and women seeking companionship, relationships, and marriage. The best dating sites and single sites have been modernized with a variety of fun tools for singles to use, creating excellent singles matching, subsequently resulting in much higher dating success rates. So I think we should start from there. I know Match.com. Online dating and dating site myths. Myths. Online dating sites and singles dating services have received negative press, which has previously put off singles dating online.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the online dating industry is booming, and more professional singles have learned that the myths can be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
There is no longer any stigma to online dating. Dating singles and using internet dating and matching services instead is considered to be completely normal, positive, and reflective of our changing society, where both men and women are extremely successful, busy singles,
mm-hmm.
who have put their careers before finding their match.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with that, online dating. Who wants to start?
Geez, I don't know about this online dating, because to me it's the same as going out and dating. You just don't see the person. And you're
I think online dating is comfortable for a lot of people, because some people
I
go out in the public, you know, don't know really how to socialize in the public, and I think that just gives them the confidence to meet people online, that, you know, they become so comfortable talking to this person either through chat, webcam, text, whatever, that when you do see each other, it's a comfort level, because you feel that there's some familiarity between each other, if that's even a word, between each other, because of the time of chatting back and forth. So I think it works for some people. I mean, I know a couple of successful relationships through people who have online dating. You know, me personally, no. I met two horrible people.
Yeah, because
you know, one lied about his age. I was like, well, I have no daddy issue.
I mean, what's the difference?
And one, his religion was not the issue. His observation of women is the issue that I had, where a woman should be submissive to her man 24/7. And I don't have a problem with sometimes being submissive. Yeah, I go for that. I'm all about the king of the castle, queen of the castle, stuff like that. But not 24/7, as in walking behind.
Well, it's not about being a slave.
Taxi to the car. I mean, I just don't get down like that. I was not raised that way, and I'm not that type of woman. But, you know, but there are women like that, which would work for him. So online dating is just not for me. I like to meet a person. I'm just the type, I like to meet a person so I can feel your vibe. You know, I think that's what lacks in online dating is, you don't really get that personal connection as you do in person.
True. I agree with you on that. And plus, I said, you will feel more comfortable meeting face-to-face, talking about things, where you would say anything over the internet, and you wouldn't know what I look like. You know, it's like a veil to hide behind. This is what I see. So I would agree with you, Shab. I mean, I feel more comfortable going face-to-face. Into a cup of coffee or something like that, you know, just getting to know one another.
Well, I would like for some people to call in with their experiences with online dating, because I'm going to tell you about one of mine right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had one. This guy was a geek.
Mm-hmm.
He was a computer nerd geek.
Mm-hmm.
They worked for the state. I'm not going to mention any names. But anyway, when he came over, like I said, online dating, he came over. And so now I'm dressed to the 20s.
Right.
I'm in a blue suit,
mm-hmm.
dressed, looking good, head to toe, everything. So I asked him, I said, where are we going for lunch? And he said, because he came over to take me to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, do you want a hamburger or something? I said, do I look like a hamburger, bitch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm dressed to the
20s.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, no, we're going to go to a nice restaurant and have a lunch, you know. So we went up the street where you and I went.
At that.
Verigano's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Verigano's, the Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, during the course of the lunch, he kept sniffing.
Oh.
And So that bothered me, and
yes.
I told him, I said, look, are you on drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing cocaine? Because I don't date people that do drugs.
Right.
And he said, no, I have allergies. And I said, well, I took a pill before I left home. Didn't you take a pill? And he goes, yes. And I was like, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
This ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the, we supposed to be at lunch enjoying it. And you sniffing, making me think I can't enjoy my lunch because
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, hey, you know, you on cocaine or what?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal here?
Right.
So, of course, when he brought me back home, I jumped out his car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a Dodge something.
Okay.
And I jumped up and I just told him, thank you, enjoyed my lunch and kept on going,
mm-hmm.
kept on pushing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not impressed by online dating.
Yeah.
I went through Match.com. I went through Black Planet. That's another one that was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Black Planet. And I just was not impressed.
I went through some of those sites online and looked at them and I said, these do not impress me. And it's another thing, it is a perfect outlet for predators to come on.
Amen.
Because you don't know who you're going to date, when, you know, online. I said, true enough, you don't know who the person is, but can we have a little background?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell all you women out there right
you
now,
know,
and I'm sure Chabonet will too, you need to do background checks.
Yes.
On anybody you're dating. Am I right, Chab?
Oh, yeah, I think anybody should. Reason being, you never know who you might meet, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
just even in person, not even so much online,
mm-hmm.
but in person,
mm-hmm.
online, you always want to background check somebody before you go out on a date, because anybody online or in person can fool you. You know, you could
yeah,
think,
that's
oh,
true.
An intelligent person, this is
mm-hmm.
a great person, he's mentally
mm-hmm.
stable, or her. And
uh-huh.
we're going to go out and have a good time. And next thing you know, you got to be careful turning your car on. You
yeah.
know, you just don't know without background check. I mean, criminal,
right.
credit, marriage, kids, tax,
uh-huh.
whatever.
Yep.
There's a lot of free online websites
mm-hmm.
where you can do background checks, or you can do the more intensive ones and pay for them. You just
and
have.
How is your credit score?
Oh, yeah, but
you know,
I mean, all
check
those
out
matter.
Your credit score,
reason
yeah.
being, you need to know who you're dating. I have no problem with someone background checking me. You
right.
know, I know what I can bring to the table.
I don't
so
either. I have no problem with that either.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you up front what time it is with me, and if you want to
mm-hmm.
go further, please do. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I think you just have to be at that type of security these days because, unfortunately, we just don't know who we're socializing with. And
that's
it's sad
right.
because
sure
it shouldn't have to be like that. We should take word of mouth, whether in person or online. What you're telling me is legit, but that's mm-hmm. just not how times are in society, so you have to do what you have to do.
And that's
well,
sad, too, because people are getting to the point where they don't trust anybody.
Well,
and, so
and not only that, people get desperate.
Yeah, they
women
do.
Women become desperate, and they want to go online, and hopefully they meet the one that they soulmate or
mm-hmm.
somebody that they're going to love.
Yeah.
And that's not always plausible.
Mm-mm,
it really
not.
Isn't. I mean, we had a woman, do you remember, in one of our psychic readings, and she was online with a guy in the joint.
Yes.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
she had spent money on his
mm-hmm.
kids and all this blah, blah, blah. And the dude ended up leaving her.
Yes, he left her.
Even though she was a really nice woman,
mm-hmm.
I do believe she was a really nice woman and
mm-hmm.
she had a good heart. But he ended up leaving her.
Yep.
It was
after
like,
wow.
he had bought gifts for
yeah.
his child.
Yeah, bought gifts for his children.
And,
stuff.
Went up there and spent money on him,
mm-hmm.
went up to see him. And when he got out of prison, she never heard from him again.
No. He just dumped her.
Wow.
But they were online.
Yeah, and his
you know.
His thing was with his daughter. I can understand that. But he could have did something, you know, he could have stopped her, but he didn't stop her. I was just like, oh, you was just using her to get
mm-hmm.
what you can from her so you and your daughter can move on. I thought that was so wrong.
And let's talk about these Facebooks where these people are leaving their husbands and their wives.
Yeah.
Because they done ran up on Facebook for their high school girlfriend
mm-hmm.
or high school boyfriend
mm-hmm.
or somebody they knew way back in the day and now they've reconnected.
Mm-hmm.
People, please.
Don't go
what
backwards.
What are you doing?
Don't
go
backwards.
Backwards. You want to move forward.
Yes.
Don't go
you know,
back.
Well, sometimes people feel they have unfinished business. And I mean, people date
that's
on
what
Facebook.
It is. They have unfinished business. That's why they go
and
back.
And they do. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
they do, sometimes they don't. Who knows? But, again,
right.
Facebook is another social network where people have hooked up, you know, where
mm-hmm.
they hit someone up and, hey, what's up with you? And then, you know, they kick it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You just did have to be careful because you never know what you're walking into. You know, you just
that's
need to
right.
put yourself
no.
on the table. And then it goes from there. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know. I I think it's your own opinion on online dating. You know, do you feel more secure that way? Do you,
yeah.
you know, where do you go? How many marriages have succeeded from online dating? How many long-term relationships have worked from online dating? You know, because
yeah.
so many of these websites like eHarmony, you have, you basically need to be, I don't know if it's so much Christian, but a very religious person to go on that website, because a friend of mine, she created a profile, and she has a very creative life. You know, she lives her life the way she wants to, and she should. And she
mm-hmm.
created a profile, and they straight up told her, we don't have nobody for you.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being,
wow.
if you set up a profile on some of these online datings, you better know who you are and what
yeah.
you're looking for, and don't fake the funk and then get upset that you meet the person finally and you're like, oh, this isn't what I was looking for. This isn't what I was saying. Well,
no.
you have to be honest from get-go, who you are,
exactly.
what you are,
that's
and what
true.
You are.
Mm-hmm. And, but you know what, Shop? A lot of the people are not honest. They're not
yeah.
honest about their weight. They're
mm-hmm.
not honest about how they look.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, when you meet this person for the first time, you're like, oh,
this is nothing like what she showed
this
me.
This is nothing what she showed me or what who you were,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah,
a lot of deceitfulness.
And Black
online
Planet
anyway.
Was really good. Now, people were having, at Black Planet, people were having parties,
mm-hmm.
you know, meet and greets and stuff like
right.
that to kind of connect up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And then eHarmony, yeah, there's like, oh, we connected, we're getting married, we're so in love and
mm-hmm.
all that. Well, how long does that last? I mean, I want to know, are you for real?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, how much does that last? And then you got chemistry.com. You got senior people meet.
Mm-hmm.
I went in a senior people meet.
It wasn't She said it wasn't
Because it was like, you know, they got their little ARP. And they got their
yeah.
Retirement
mm-hmm.
money coming in, but it was like, you're not who you really are. And, you know, by that age, 50, you mm-hmm. pretty much know who you, what you're doing. And
well,
where you're going.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
Where you're going.
Yeah.
yeah.
You would think, yeah.
But internet dating, and then there's also the distance. What about people that they live over here and the other person lives in South Carolina, maybe?
Yeah. I was wondering about that myself.
You know, what do you do about distance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that work for you, or is that like, no, that's not something you want to do?
That's when you get them travel miles up real high and get you traveling back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's, I mean, you know, because I guess you have to know what type of online dating. You know, are you looking for something long-term? Are you looking for something short-term? Are you looking
yeah.
for just sexual partner? Are you looking
mm-hmm.
for someone just to take it with?
Just a friendship.
Someone just listen? You know, it really
yeah.
depends on what you're looking for when you set up these profiles online and
mm-hmm.
the different ones that you're looking for. Because, like, I know a friend that, you know, just goes on there just to hook up with sex partners. You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
knock this person, do you? And it works for this individual. You know, there's no effort put in. You know, there's no
mm-hmm.
going out looking for this individual. This, no one knows this person's activities, you know,
mm-hmm.
in public. So for this individual I know that does dating online for this purpose, it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's up to you what you're looking for online, and be comfortable with it, you know, and no
mm-hmm.
consequences, the good and the bad come. Sometimes you're going to meet good people, sometimes you're going to meet bad people. You know, you just have to do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's also talk about, because Vernice had brought this up a week ago, teens.
Teen relationships, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Teen relationships where they go at a distance or whatever, or they think it's a kid and it turns out to be a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary.
Now, I know a lot of teenage girls, they probably do not want to discuss this with their mom or their dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling
don't.
You right now,
they really don't.
You need to discuss this
yes.
or tell them who you are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you may think, well, oh, it's too personal and I don't need to tell my parents, they don't need to know. No, they do need to know, because
yes.
you could be talking to a grown-ass man.
That's right. Could be talking
okay.
to
a
rapist. A
predator.
Yes.
A rapist.
A, pedophile. Anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But you need to let your parents know who you are talking to.
Exactly.
And you know,
they
back
are the
and
ones
forth.
Who can protect you if they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't want you to be with anybody, they just want to protect you just in case.
Hey.
Hey, can we have a drink today, y'all? We'll drink some water today, y'all.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can understand. I mean, it. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's
online, because there's so many websites. And then there's some you're paying for to meet someone. Some are free.
I don't get that.
Free for a short period of time. I mean, I guess the type of person I am not going to pay to meet someone. That's just me. Does work for
I agree
people.
With you. I'm that way, too.
Well, let me tell you, eHarmony charges you $40.
Wow.
To find me at the right, I'll go to church.
Thank you.
It's a Christian whip. I'll go to church first. Tithing don't cost
$40.
Yeah, they charge you $40 to find out whoever is
interested.
I don't know
in
how
you.
Much Match.com. Facebook might be free. That might be free. I don't know about Facebook dating, but that's just bullshit to me.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is $40 to, but you know, some people, due to very busy schedules, you know, it's almost like people who are looking for jobs. You put your website on
I'm agreeing with you
that all those, and while you're looking for a job, employers are looking at your resume as well. Well, maybe some. That's how some people view these online dating websites: is that you're busy, you know, maybe with career or school or family. That okay, if by chance you meet and greet someone, okay, cool. But at the same time, you have a matchmaker looking for someone for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. They got somebody. They're paying somebody to look. Like they have the matchmaker,
millionaire matchmaker.
Yeah, on TV. Yeah, and I'm just like, okay. But even Millionaire Matchmaker, I watched a couple of their episodes, and they did have a couple of players on there, too. She spotted them. She spotted them right there on the show, and she booted them off the show. Yes, she did. Millionaire Matchmaker. She spotted a couple of them that was just on that to play.
To play. The money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. To play the women.
Well, see?
So if you could do that on television, imagine what can happen on the Internet.
Well, not only that, you got to be careful. You and someone else aren't talking to the same person either online. Granted, that can happen in person, but it can also happen online. That happened between me and my girl. It was, of course, two different periods of time. This is when Black Planet was popping in.
Yeah.
This guy I had ended up talking to, I don't even remember how it even came up, but she just happened to have talked to him a while ago. Before I had, and you know, thank God neither one of us crossed lines with him, but it was just by fluke. I was talking about him, and she was like, "Oh, wait a minute, I think I know him, and this is how I met him." I was like, "Oh, hell no!" So you know, I mean, I was like, "I can't kick it with you. You know, you kicked it with my girl." And then on another website, Match.com, this guy was trying to talk to me. And he had tried to talk to my girl as well. And so, because I didn't know anything about Match.com, so I would have to ask her questions like, well, what does this mean? How do I work this? And she's like, that guy tried to talk to me too. But the thing is, you know, on these online dating websites, it's not like Facebook or other social network websites where you can tell who are friends. So you know if you're talking to two people at the same time and you're just trying to play that game. But on these online dating services, you don't know who's friends. You know, you could be dating the same woman and don't know it. So you got to be careful on that, too. Just, that can cause drama unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily, okay.
Well, now we have a woman on the chat line, and she said, I met my husband on a chat line, and he has been the most marvelous marriage that I could imagine. We didn't see each other for 2 months, while we just communicated and living in the same city of Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
But you have to check them out.
Yeah.
My third marriage, but I knew this was my mate, been together for 7 years. Loving and respecting him until this day, and the same with him toward me.
Wow.
And so she is very blessed.
So
she's
she
one of the good ones.
She got beautiful. Really blessed. Really nice. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. Be good to her. That's all we look for, is a good man. You know?
And see, and that's what I'm saying. Some of it works. I mean, you know, me and my mom have a relative that she's been with her man for years now, and it started online, you know, and it works for them. You know, they've been together, they're going to be together, and that's a beautiful thing. And some people, you know, it just doesn't work, like with me and, the horrible 2 days I had. So, it just, to each his own.
And it depend. It also depends, Shab, on the people who are willing to open up and ask the right questions. You know, without any underlying, you know, mayhem underneath. You know. And
exactly.
So this lady was really blessed. I mean, he was true, and she got him a good man, and he got her a good woman. Got him a good woman. You know, so it worked out really nice. It's I like to hear stories like that. It makes me feel all good and warm inside. There's hope, y'all. There's hope.
Yeah,
and I think
it is.
You know, I think it, and that lucks out because they were both in the same city. I mean, how does it work when you're in two different cities? You know, I mean, that works as well, too. It's just, I don't know. There's just so much on online dating.
Yeah.
Well, and then, okay, let's also, I'm also hearing from a, I'm in the chat line as well, y'all. 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And this gentleman is saying that online dating is hard. It's not an easy thing for him to accomplish. He says he thinks that several of the women are being very picky.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, I mean, I think it's on both sides that men and women can be picky. And so it's hard for you to pick and choose which one is the best candidate because they could be playing as well as the man. You know. So I can
A girlfriend of mine, she had to go through several douchebags before she found Mr. Right. And, I mean, they are just going to be together for years. You know, they've dated for a long time now. They have their play. Well, I shouldn't say long time. They dated and then they got a place together. And I mean, this is just years to come with these two, like till heaven. It just worked. But she did. She had to go through just oh my Lord, just douchebags. And then, you know, like I said, she found the right one. And it was nice. And these were just simple dates. It wasn't her being physical with these guys at all. It was just, you know, she had a pre-screen, I guess is what you'd call. She had a pre-screen several dudes till she found Mr. Right. And she kept trying, though. That was the thing. It was a couple of times she had got frustrated and almost took her profile down. And just by fluke, she found Mr. Right. And when she did, they both took their profiles down and kept on going.
Well, you see, now that goes to show, you know, you don't give up hope. Like he was saying that women are very picky. Don't give up hope. Just keep searching. You'll find your person.
Well,
you'll find them.
And another thing, too, you should have a criteria for what you're looking for. And I'm going to tell you folks right now, don't look for expectations. Expectations ruin any relationship. But know the criteria that you were looking for in a man.
Or a woman.
Or a woman. Yes. Because you can go on these sites and play some dangerous games. Let's admit it. You can be on some dangerous games.
You can get into
third
some,
quarter is Dallas 71, Miami 66. Just to let 65, just to let you know, is Miami. I mean, Dallas 71. We are winning. Yes, I am for Dallas, just to let you know. Woo woo! Dallas. But anyway, yeah, I have noticed this that, you know.
Some people want to be players and stuff.
Well, yeah, because they need to be honest. Even though they're on the website, be honest with the people that you're dealing with.
That's
don't play
right.
any games.
That's right.
Say what you mean. I mean, if this is what you're looking for, then say that.
And like you said, it's a dangerous game because you're playing with people's hearts and you're playing with their feelings. And a lot of people do not like for you to play with their feelings. They just don't like it. As they say that, you may not be saying it, but them is fighting words, okay? You don't mess around with fighting words.
No, and then there's men that come on these sites too that are for real. They are looking for a mate, you know, of substance and somebody that they can feel they can physically, mentally, and spiritually be with.
Right.
So, yeah.
And
you know,
be comfortable with each other.
Yeah. I'd like to know, how do you people feel when you have had a date from online and you've met them? How do you feel? How do you feel about that? You know, so 646-727-2914.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, how do you feel? I mean, black man, I hear you, number 37. He's on the chat line. And he says some people are players, and it's true.
It's true. Some people are players.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not being for real. They're not saying, like, hey, I'm looking for a gentleman that has education,
mm-hmm.
has spiritual values, physically capable,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. No, they're just on their plan. And it's true, it's not fair to the men, it's just not fair to us as women.
That's right. So it's filtering. As we say, some people are players. I said, there's just sometimes where you just can't avoid them, but you can protect yourself from people like that. There are certain things that you can say to find out whether or not they're players. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can let's go out and have a coffee and see how they react to people out in public.
That's true.
You know,
but
you can watch them.
When you meet them, that's the thing.
Yeah, when
because
you meet
them. Talk to them online is one thing.
And
then when you actually do the meet and say, okay, we'll meet for a cup
that's
of
all
coffee
the,
or something like that.
Something like that.
And you meet, you were like, oh, this is you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're kind of taken back, you know. It's like, well, from what you were saying online, it's not what I'm seeing right now in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what
well,
you
I think that's why a lot of people are great for webcams now. Because, you know, online, just chatting online, you can put any picture, like a picture from a picture frame online. But at least now with webcams, you honestly are seeing what you're getting. Hopefully you've been talking to the right person. But, you know, you can see features, their body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even a little background of the house. Let you know if they clean or nasty, you know.
Right,
it's just, I think it's more of a I don't know, because in person can be a chance of luck, too. I just online seems to have more added steps or maybe more complications, more access to drama. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm seeing. It's a door for more drama to take effect, where when you are in person, you have the power to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I don't want to make online dating sound bad. I'm not trying to come off as
negative. I don't want to make that sound bad either. I agree with you on that.
I'm just saying, I think... You know, how can I say it? Maybe online, on the flip side, you invest more than you do in person. Because within a five-minute conversation, you kind of know if you want to deal with this person or not. Where online, through conversation, you know, you're actually getting more of the mind stimulation than the physical appearance stipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You do invest more in chatting than you normally would in person. Because in chatting, you're going to chat, I guess, to the way a person wants you think a person wants to hear, you know, compared to in person. You really don't know this person from Adam, so you're just kind of throwing some bullshit out there and hope it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me bring in a caller. 402, what do you have to say?
This is Black Man 37, and like I was saying in the chat room, it seems that the people are very picky.
Yeah.
Very, very picky. I mean, I got the profile I use, which I had was just very down to earth, you know, very honest. And boy, you barely get any hits. But I'm wondering if I was to make it more, more superficial, how many hits would I get? Because this makes no sense. Because if you're being realistic, which I am, I'm not asking for something outrageous. I'm asking for something very simple things. And it's not even a long list. I think it's pretty much about five or six things I'm asking for, maybe, that are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just means that they don't want to bite.
Hmm.
Are you thinking maybe women are looking at what pulls a woman's attention is what the income, maybe occupation, location?
I don't know. I don't see. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I'm down here in Houston, and I can't get a... honest read on them. I mean, what they say in their profile is very simple. I mean, they make it sound like it's very simple. You know, they want a man who got some sense. So, fine, you know, hey, I bet I make that, you know. I'm not bad on the eyes. And I can hold a very, very, intelligent conversation about any or all subjects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. I can't, I don't quite get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It sounds like they just want to play. when they shouldn't be on the line if they don't want to play. I mean, if they don't want to be serious.
Right, you know, and the ones that trip me out are the ones that are going to be half naked on there. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, yeah.
She
does not need to be there
where
everybody to, yeah.
That kills me.
I can understand that.
Well, I thank you, number 37, for joining us online. We appreciate your call and your input. Next time we're going to, what is our next program going to be next week?
Media.
So if you care to join in, please call in next Sunday and join in and give us more of your input.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we really appreciate that because we're going to be talking about the media and how they distort
things
in the media.
Oh,
you hear it one way and then it comes out the next day in another way, and it's just like,
you
know, like poor Wiener. I feel for the guy. I mean, even though Wiener was wrong.
Now, that's another story.
Okay, yeah, we might talk about Wiener next Sunday. But thank you so much for calling in. And also to the young lady on the chat line, Jazzy20, thank you, too, for being on the chat line and talking to us. So next Sunday we will be talking about media, how it is so distorted when we talk about news, entertainment, politics, economics. Excuse me for coughing.
Oh.
But anyway, okay, so thank you. Our show is ending. And the score is 74-69. Dallas is winning. Yay! I'm pulling for Dallas. Okay, so thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate you folks on the chat line. And we will be back next Sunday, and we'll be discussing the media. So tune in and call in, and let's talk about how the media is so distorted.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Good night,
this
everyone.
Has been Talk to Me. Thank
Good night.
You, Bernice.
You're
Chabonet.
Welcome.
Good night.
Thank you so much, folks.